here at the show with, how do you spell your name?
Zofia.
Zofia.
Yeah, Zofia Pastor.
Okay, and you are the designer of, what is
there
this
is
called?
No Place Like Home.
There is No Place Like Home. It's a fabulous design with lots of color and a chicken coop with a green roof. But I am in particular interested in the strawberry living wall you have here. Zofia, can you tell us a little bit about why strawberries would be such a good choice plant?
They are evergreen. Mm-hmm. They don't require a lot of soil to grow and be healthy. And by putting them up vertically, they can still produce and the slugs don't get the fruit so much. So it is actually a really useful solution. And it's a pretty simple structure to build for people and homeowners and gardeners.
And what would you recommend, what kind of exposure and how do you water something like that that's, you know, hanging vertically on a wall?
Watering is done through the drip systems, drip lines that are horizontally installed into the wall. And shady sites, we use the wood strawberries, and on sunny sites, coastal or the ever-bearing strawberries are fine. But strawberries are usually ground covers, so they can take some partial shade just fine without putting them back.
Right, and I would think with the runners, it just seems like a natural way for them to just, you know, hang down as they grow longer and then just reattach to the wall,
yeah,
right? Is
that
how that works?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Any other edibles that you think would be complementary to strawberries on the wall?
Yeah, I have clients who grow tomatoes and squashes in these. I have people who grow herbs and in really shady sites, native ferns and native ground covers too. So it can be utilized in many, many ways.
Wow, those are all really great ideas. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.